All right, so let's say good morning. We left off yesterday in the Sasha Shom in Parakei, page Samech Aleph. So we were talking about, we're in the middle of this idea, the third of the Masidi Hazihiros, the third thing that ultimately detracts from a person's ability to contemplate the Derech Amiti, the important path in life. And Mises Sharm says that is the Chevra, negative Chevra, a negative peer group. So we left off yesterday, Mises Sharm said this, I think we left off on Samech Aleph. But the Mises Sharm said something amazing. He said, what ends up happening is people, maybe it was on Samech. Let's pick up on Samech. Four lines up from the bottom, last word on the line. See? Yeah. Right? Is that where they write that little square? Vahu? Vahu ma'ashe Shlomo ma'asir va'omer. This is what Shlomo says the following. First of all, the Mises Sharm said just a few lines beforehand. He said sometimes in life, a person actually has clarity of vision. A person actually understands what they have to do, what it is that they should be doing, where it is that they should be going. But sometimes the desire to fit into a peer group and the desire to go ahead and be more like one's friends ultimately derails those activities. See, right? V'hu ma'ashe Shlomo ma'asir va'omer. This is what Shlomo HaMelech warns us and says, Im shonim al tis'arav. That is actually a very interesting word. Im shonim, in the footnote over here, he says, Anoshim hachayim ba'ofen shona min hatov haroi. It refers to people. Shonim means to people who are mishuna, are different. Im shonim al tis'arav. For those who live a life that is different from that which you know you should be living, al tis'arav. Be careful not to. Now it's interesting. Tisarav literally means mixed up with them. So obviously in life we have to deal with all kinds of people, and we have to deal also with people who perhaps live lives that totally are counter to ours. So Shlomo HaMelech is not telling us not to interact. The lashon of tisarav is very interesting. A taroves, a mixture, meaning don't allow your life to be intertwined with those who lead a lifestyle that is totally alternate and counter to yours. Because ultimately, that will have a negative impact on you. See, he says, "V'hu ma'ashe Shlomo ma'asir va'omer." Okay, Shlomo says, "Im yomer ki, im yomer lecha adam." If a person says to you, "Well, the olam tehei daito shel adam mu'ureves b'mabrios." So let's say someone quotes to you the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos, and the Gemara Maseches Ksuvos says that a person should always be mu'ureves b'mabrios. Mu'ureves b'mabrios means you should always be able to interact and mix and get along well with others. Afat, and let's say somebody tells that to you as a rayo, that your peer group should be made up of many different people. Afat amarlo, you can say to him, b'medra amamurim, when is that true? Bivnei adam sheosim, samech aleph, bivnei adam sheosim maisa adam. That's true when it's people who act like people. Avalo bivnei adam sheosim maisa behema, but not like people who act more like animals. This idea being, yes, you should be mu'urvim abrios. Mu'urvim abrios does not mean you need to get along with everyone. Mu'urvim abrios means you need to get along with people who are mentioned, but people who are not, the truth is people like that should ultimately be avoided. Ushlomo ma'asir odin, Shlomo HaMelech warns us additionally, and he says, Lech mineged ish ksil. Make sure to go ahead and stay away from an ish ksil, a foolish person. But David HaMelech Amar, so listen to this. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Ashrei ha'ish asher lo halach ba'asas rishoim. Praiseworthy is the person who did not follow the counsel of the wicked. U'bederech chatoim lo amad, and did not go ahead and stand in the way of sinners. U'bemoshav leitzim lo yoshav, and did not sit within the groups of fools. See, here's what's interesting. Quotes the Gemara about the Zaruk Kvar Pershu. The rabbis already explained. Zeloshonam, im halach sofo la'amod, the im amad sofo leishev. See, what's interesting over here is in this particular pasuk of Tehillim, David HaMelech uses three different words. He uses halach, walk, amad, stand, and yashav, sit. So the Gemara darshans this as a progression. If ultimately you begin to walk in the path of negativity, the path of sin, ultimately you will come to sit in it, right? Sitting, walking is kind of, you're coming and going. Sitting is a kvios. So if a person begins to walk in the path of sin, and in this particular situation, Mises Sharm is using this to also speak about not just actions, but people. If a person begins to go ahead and walk with a certain peer group, ultimately, they'll end up sitting. There's a kvios in that peer group. Va'omer, lo yashavti im nisei shav, v'im na'alomim lo avo, sanesi kaham mereim. And again, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, I did not sit. It may say in Mesei Shav. If you look at footnote 68, he says, "Anashim haholchim b'derech sheker." So Mesei Shav means those who walk in the ways of falsehood. V'im ne'alamim lo avo. Again in 69, he says, "Ne'alamim is hanichnasim baseser la'asos b'machshach maseim." Those who go ahead and perform their acts, perform their negative acts in obscured sight. Sanisi kahamareim. I despise the assembly of those who commit evil. Ein lo la'adam ela litar v'lenakos ba'atzmo. A person should always try to purify and to cleanse themselves. V'lemnoa raglov midarchei ha'amon ha'shikuim behevli azman. And to prevent himself from walking in the ways of the general populace, who very often are shakuim behevli azman, which means immersed in things that are simply a waste of time. V'yoshiv raglov el chatros Hashem ve'el mishkenosov. Rather, a person should go ahead and make sure to direct his feet literally to the courtyards of God and to mishkenosov. Now here he understands that it's not just referring to if you're going to shul, going to Beis Medrash. Again, once again, it's a reference to chevra. It's a reference to chevra. Who we keep company with in life makes all of the difference in terms of the trajectory of our life experience. He says, Husha David Atzmo Messiah Omer, this is what David HaMelech says, Erchatz benikayon kapai va'asovva mizbechacha Hashem. I will go ahead and literally wash in the cleanliness of my hands and circle your mizbeach Hashem. So again, the Nisuas Hashem is not just using this to explain going in the right direction and putting myself in the right atmosphere. He's referring to ultimately socializing and being together with the right people. V'im yera lo sheimatzei bechevras mi sheyilagalav. So what happens? Sometimes in life we try to do the right thing, but we find ourselves in the company of people who make fun of what it is that we are doing, right? People who in a scornful fashion go ahead and mock what it is that we're doing. So he says, "Lo yoshes." Turn the page. Lo yoshes libo alalagahu. Do not pay any attention to this. Adraba yilag al maligav v'yivazim. Rather, what should you do if people try to mock the life that you are adapting for yourself, the things that you are doing? The truth is, this is one of those situations in life where you're permitted to give it right back. V'yashiv, v'yashiv bidato. And a person should go ahead and make the following calculation. Listen to this. Kilule hayilo laharviach mamon harbe. Hayamaniach mash hayat zarech lazeh. Mipnei chaverav shelo yilagu. So he says like this. He said, you know, if somebody were to offer you a lot of money, but you had to do something that your friends were going to make fun of you because of it, would there be anyone who would go ahead and not do it? Say, you know, you see these guys dressed up on the street corner, you know, like in a chicken outfit or in a this outfit, you know, because they're getting. So if somebody were to tell you, go ahead and dress up in the outfit, and I'm going to give you a lot of money, knowing that your friends would disparage you for it, so would anybody say no to such an endeavor? Of course not. The person would say, all right, it's worth the payout. So as Sherm says, if we would go ahead and not worry about what our peer group says for money, then Allah has come of a kama for our ruchnis, for our spirituality. People will say whatever they're going to say. That's not our concern in life. And that's why he says, as a kol shekin, shlo yirtze la'abid nishmosel mibnei lag, all the more so that a person should not chas v'shalom compromise their spirituality because they may incur the scorn of their friends. Va'al derech zeh hishiru zichronam livracha, have az kanamer la'asos ritzon avicha shabash shamayim. And this is the meaning of the Mishnah Avos, where literally the Mishnah says, be strong like a namer. A namer is a leopard, right? Be strong like a leopard to go ahead and do the Ratzon of Hashem. Because sometimes the Ratzon of Hashem requires strength. Now, we often think of strength in terms of pushing ourselves, because it's not always easy to go ahead and do what HaKadosh Baruch wants. We have to summon up the paternal power. What the Mishnah Sharm is saying is that sometimes the ultimate strength that's necessary in Avodas Hashem is the strength to stand up to others. That even though others will try to disparage us, even though others will try to mock us, and again, we're not talking about, you know, the nations of the world. Sometimes that mocking, that scorn, even comes from our own peer group, but a person has to be strong enough to stand up to that. Like our I'm not commenting on anything like that. V'David Amar, right? V'David Amar, David HaMelech says, V'adabra be'idosecha neged malachim v'loivosh. David HaMelech says, and I will speak about your statutes opposite other monarchs, and I will not be embarrassed. What does that mean? Sha'af api sh'rof ha'malachim iskem v'diburim b'divrei gedolos v'hanos. See, even though, what do kings talk about? So kings talk about their palaces, and they talk about their riches, and they talk about the trappings of their luxurious lives. V'david is shahaya gam kein melech, lich ora tiyel o'cherpa, im bi'yosa b'cherosam, yihi u'midaber b'divrei mosar Torah. So interestingly enough, David HaMelech says, you know, when I go to the monarch convention and everyone else is talking about, you know, all the different beautiful trappings of their material lives, and I speak about God, and I speak Divrei, bless you, and I speak Divrei Musar, and I speak about service of Hashem. So even though he says, Tachas sapro min agdolos min tanogus b'nei adam kimohem, hinei lo haya lachash lezeh klal, v'lo haya libo nifteh b'havolim ha'ela. See, even though all the other monarchs are speaking about something totally different, and David HaMelech could potentially incur the scorn of these monarchs for talking about things like ruchnius, nevertheless, David HaMelech says, I spoke the truth. Acharei shekvar hisik ha'emes, ele mefari sh'omer, v'adabra be'edosecha neged melochim, I will go ahead and speak your truths opposite kings, v'lo evosh, and I will not be embarrassed. V'yishaya kimokein amar, alkin samti panek chalamish, Yishaya Navi also says, that I will make my face like stone, meaning I will be impervious to the insults of those around me, v'eida kilo evosh, and I will know that I will never be humiliated. So I will say, this concludes for us the Shar HaZihirus. And essentially what the Unsiyas HaSharim brings down is this idea that Shar HaZihirus, again, so just to summarize it all, that ultimately in life, the most important thing is to be able to identify the Tov HaAmiti, the ultimate good within existence. Once I understand the ultimate good, I understand the trajectory that my life has to take. Once I know the trajectory my life has to take, I can then identify the actions that are good that I need to do, need to reinforce, the actions that are bad that will derail me from the Tov HaAmiti. It's important to also realize that within the good actions, one has to also examine those to realize what should be done versus what aspects of my good actions really need to be refined, and sometimes what parts of the good actions themselves need to be stopped. But it's also important to realize what are the things that derail us from acquiring the Tov HaAmiti. Number one, he says, being immersed in constant busyness. When a person doesn't have time to think about and contemplate life, that's one of the greatest mafsidi azihiros. Number two was schok and latzon, scornfulness and cynical sarcasm. This idea that a person is not serious about anything. And if you're not serious about anything, it's hard to actually take a direction in life. And number three is the chevra hara. So we have to appreciate the fact that these are the three things that ultimately will go ahead and prevent us from acquiring the midah hazehirus. All right, we'll stop.